The Hollies, Long Cool Woman, Jerry Bader Show 1007, Jason's classic cut at 1007. Talking about, this has been debated for a long time, but specifically what we brought up was an employee at the Green Bay Mall who started an online petition that retailers shouldn't open at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. My argument is, if they can sell stuff, I don't have a problem with them being open. If you think that, well, I thought you were a pro-family conservative kind of guy. Yeah, that's why I'm not going anywhere on Thanksgiving night. I'm staying home. Besides, there's a third football game on. Just saying. And besides, it's a feeding frenzy. I mean, I do. I eat all day. I don't even think my stomach holds that much. Yet by 8 o'clock at night, I still find room. Oh, I didn't have any of that earlier in the day. Where the hell were you hiding that? Oh. Oh, there are three kinds of pie? I've only had two. That sort of thing. However, if somebody wants to go out and shop, I think retailers have the right to be open. As for, well, it's not fair to make people work before. Just hang on a second because I'm going to rant here a minute. You know, radio stations didn't always run themselves. You may not be aware of this, but a show like this, obviously, because we take calls, Jason has a job. I mean, if we didn't take calls, this thing could damn near run itself. Just about. I'd have to push a button or two myself. But then you would be deprived of some of the creative things that Jason contributes to the show. But it could happen. Okay, when I got into radio in the early 80s, there wasn't automation. I worked every damn Thanksgiving until I don't know when. A lot of people in this business, and not just my daughter, think I'd rather have my daughter home Thanksgiving night? What are we supposed to do? I mean, I carry some weight around here. Could I have told another part-timer, yeah, I don't want my daughter working, you're going to work? No. She knew that when she took the job. I knew that when I got into radio 30 years ago. It comes with the territory. As for the college student that called earlier, a listener writes, BS that college student who called is a conservative. If he was, he would do his job and not be a big whiner. Get a different job. We work around our family. We have the meal early in the AM of Thanksgiving Day for family members who have to work that night. On my husband's side, we have it on a completely different day so those out of town can make it for the event. Be grateful you have a job. Do your job to your best ability. Make lemonade from lemons, but most of all, quit your frickin' whining. To Raleigh in Casco. Raleigh, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I couldn't agree with you more. One thing I'd like to add is these people that are complaining about their jobs, why don't they take the time, their money, and their effort into creating and running at their own business so they can give themselves as much time off as they want and still profit?
Well, or that, Raleigh, that's a great point. If you think it's so easy to make a profit margin running a business, try it yourself sometime. That's a great point.
Absolutely.
Or find a job where you don't have to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
You know, improve yourself. Thanks a lot for the call. Improve yourself. Do something where, okay, you don't have to work in retail. You work in retail. I'm sure there's all sorts of hours you would rather not work. It comes with the territory. Mike in Green Bay. Mike, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. With regard to people not agreeing with the times when these stores are open, my answer to them is simply this. If you don't need anything right now and you can put off waiting to get it until later when you think the store should be open, just don't go to the store. Leave it go. But I'll bet you those people that think they shouldn't be open, if they had an emergency situation or something like that come up where they had to have something right now, they'd be mighty darn glad that someone was there to take care of their need, and they would go to the store and get what they needed.
But see, that's the part.
These stores are open because they're in business to make money, and they got an investment in that building, and there's no sense in letting the competitor get the business that they could have if they were open.
And if they
just soon be home with their families,
right,
too, but they do it because they almost have to.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Well, that's the thing. So, I did mention that. I did mention police and hospital employees. I most certainly did. Very early on, because I don't mention it in every sentence. Bader, you failed to mention police. No, I did not fail to mention that. A caller mentioned it, and I echoed it loudly. Police, fire, hospital, others, prison guards. Absolutely. Did not fail to mention that. But this is where people don't want to hang the responsibility. And by the way, though, as long as he falsely accused me of not mentioning that, I will mention it again. They don't have a choice. They have to protect your home. They have to be there in case there's a fire. They don't have a choice. They knew that when they became a police officer or a firefighter or anyone else. If you don't like it, get another job. Linda from Suamico. Linda, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, I work in labor and delivery, and we're open 365 days a year just in case a baby wants to come into the world 365 days a year. We have to work Christmas. We have to work all those holidays, so I don't know what they're whining about.
Really? You mean that babies don't stick to that 8 to 5 Monday-Friday schedule, huh?
No, they come anytime, day or night.
If you don't mind my asking, Linda, what role do you play in the process? A nurse or?
Yeah, labor and delivery nurse.
Can you tell me how long you've been doing that job?
14 years.
Educate a guess on how many babies you've helped bring into the world?
Probably 3,000.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen it twice. Are you fascinated every time?
Oh, yes.
You are. It doesn't. Yes. It's not just another baby. That
no.
Human life comes out of there, and you are still just you marvel.
Yeah, in awe.
Yeah,
every time.
You know, it just is. Are you working this Thanksgiving?
No, not this Thanksgiving.
Well, good for you. I mean, that's good. But somebody is, right? I mean,
right.
You know, somebody's got to be there because the baby's going to come. Linda, thanks a lot for the call. All right, we can take one more call on this, and then I really do need to get onto other things. Andrew on the road. Andrew, go ahead. Hello. Andrew, you're up. Going once.
Hey, Jerry.
Yep.
I'm a delivery driver. I work 365 days a year as well. There's so many people that do this kind of job 365 days a year. Many people don't realize that you got insurance agents. People that complain about having to work that often they don't realize how many people actually do it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks a lot for the call. And I did mention emergency services earlier on, but what about them? And they don't have a choice. Yes, people could choose to stay home. They don't. So why should retailers not take advantage of that? It's 10:15.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.